More of Lake Effect now. I'm Mitch Tyke. 5 years ago, the band Army of Me was reaching fans around the world with a hit song, Going Through Changes, off a new album on a major label. Sounded like a bright future was ahead for the Washington, D.C. area band. But if you're familiar with them, you may wonder, whatever happened to Army of Me? Well, Army of Me is now back, this time as a solo project by its lead singer. Songwriter Vince Sherman was in Milwaukee for a house concert recently, and he stopped by the Lake Effect Studios to chat with Stephanie Lecce and fill in some of the gaps between then and now. But he started by playing his song, Modern Times.
I wanna fly far away up where diamonds hang in the air. I wanna take some light from the sun and bring it back to share. Place it high up on a hill, it'll light up the dark. I wanna learn love, wanna break my own heart.
Vince Sherman, welcome to Lake Effect.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So your new album is called Searching for You, and This is the first Army of Me album in, I believe, 6 years?
2007 was when it came out. So, yep, 6 years.
So tell us the story of the break there. What was going on?
Oh, the break. Oh, in between of 6 years. Well, I'd have to probably start before the record came out because we were a band. We're originally from Washington, D.C., and did the local band thing, and then started building our following and started touring and worked really hard and got to a place where we were fortunate enough to have a record deal with a major label, and we were working with a big manager, major manager in the music industry, and the record was going to come out in April of 2007, and about 3 weeks before the record was supposed to come out, I was at the music festival South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And that festival, it's a lot of fun, and there's tons of bands playing, and you can get carried away with hanging out. And I was already like kind of feeling like a little bit of weirdness in my throat, and got to the end of that time in Austin, and my voice was gone. But I was like, it'll come back. But it didn't. And by the time we got back to D.C., we had some shows on the way home. We had to cancel, like, the last couple shows because my voice was totally gone. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor looked in my throat and said that I had a polyp on my vocal cords.
Now, for people who aren't singers, what does a polyp on your vocal cords mean?
I think it's basically like a blister. That's the best I can describe it.
But
I'm not a doctor.
It doesn't let you sing.
Like, your voice is totally messed up. Like, you... For me, at least, I have, like, my lower voice, but as soon as I go up, it would disappear. And so there's literally, like, there's nothing I could do. Physically, my voice was not there. I remember we even tried playing a couple of shows, and I just had to stop the show. So the doctor said I needed to take 6 weeks off singing.
And usually that would do it. Resting the voice would help the polyp, right?
Yeah, resting would help it heal and... Well, it didn't happen like that for me. And the frustrating thing was also, like, we had a record coming out in 3 weeks, but the doctor said I couldn't sing for six. And we had all this, like, promo and stuff set up, radio interviews and TV shows we were supposed to play on and all this stuff. And we had to cancel all that stuff. And just as my voice was actually starting to feel better, one night I sneezed and broke a blood vessel in my vocal cords. I had a vocal hemorrhage, which is just you never think that a sneeze would be that dangerous. A hemorrhage, it can be a career-ending thing. If you keep pushing or do anything while it's bruised like that, you can permanently mess up your voice. I went to the doctor and he said, you can't even make a sound. Don't clear your throat. Don't lift anything heavy. If you ever want to sing again, don't do anything. You know, just rest for a month. And I'm like, I don't want to rest. I want to go play shows and promote the record and do all this. So that was tough. I was carrying around a notepad and pen, and it was frustrating. It was disappointing. It was discouraging. It was really confusing. Like, really? I worked this hard to get to this point where my dream feels like it's about to come true. You got a major label putting your record out and all this stuff happening. And right then, the rug just got, like, pulled out.
So what happened to Army of Me?
Well, I kind of got my voice back, but not really. Like, I did some rehab. Just when you haven't used your voice in, like, 3 months, the muscles atrophy. So you had to kind of rebuild them back up again. And I was still having trouble with my voice the rest of the year. And finally, in December, I had to have surgery on my vocal cords. So had surgery, another period of rest, another period of, like, rehab. And my voice still wasn't better. And so we were touring and playing shows, but it wasn't there. I knew it. My doctor thought that I need to have another surgery, which I didn't even tell my band because at this point they were like, really? You can't sing? And what ended up happening is about the summer of 2008, that's when people started to kind of really lose faith in what was happening in the project. And so had band members quit, a manager decided to go and let us go or let me go, really. And label dropped us and booking agent was like, yeah, sorry, everybody else is gone. I guess I'm gone too. And I was at the end of that process, I was really kind of left on my own of like, man, now what?
Did you think that music was going to be in your future at all at that point?
Well, it's a funny thing, this whole music thing. It's like something that you kind of can't imagine life without it as much as you put into it. And every day you wake up, I wake up and I like, I know what I'm supposed to do today because I know what I am. I'm a musician, you know. I know that I need to write songs or I need to do this or I need to do that. I definitely had moments of questioning and huge self-doubt of like, can I do this? You know, what was that all about? Can I ever sing again? It took me years to actually get my voice back to full strength. So I did question, why am I doing this? Is this ever going to go anywhere? But I guess one thing that was at sort of some crucial moments of like dark times, I had some friends and supporters who would just say things like, your music means so much to me. You got to keep going. And at times when they didn't even know, I'm thinking in my head, what the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this? You know, so it was, I think, support of friends, of people who just encouraged me to keep going. And that's what I did because it felt like I was supposed to keep going. It didn't feel to me inside like it was time to stop.
There's a song on the album that we'll play a little clip here called White Flag Flies.
Mm-hmm. But when the white flag flies, that's when the anguish dies. That's when the battle cries are fading away. And when there's peace at night, that's when your house gets quiet. That's when your heart can't sigh and be filled again. When the white flag flies.
And it kind of is this idea of surrender to maybe circumstances outside of your control.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm guessing that this song was maybe inspired by some of what you were going through during this time.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I remember writing the lyrics to that song in the van. We're on our way. I think we're maybe on our way from Nashville to Atlanta with River James, actually. And the second verse, the lyric goes, the road curves up around the bend. Another turn now. It's never the end. And I'm kind of like this metaphor of like you have this dream and you're following it and you're trying to pursue your passion, but you don't know where it's going. And a lot of times there's a lot of stuff out of your control. Actually, that line, we were literally turning a curve. And you know how it is. Whenever you're writing lyrics, you don't know where the next line's going to come from. And it's just, I guess we're turning now. Write that down. You know, but yeah, the idea is, you know, you can like really hold on to your own ideas and plans of what you think should happen or what you want to happen. And it's not always in your control. And I can really have like a lot of anxiety and a lot of tension and frustration, all that when all that happens. So the idea of White Flag Flies is that, you know, yeah, in surrender, there's actually sort of like a calm peace, a serenity that comes with that. And I have found that that peace is more valuable to me than things going my way.
Why go back to the project Army of Me? Why not just start anew, reinvent yourself?
That's a good question. I went back and forth in my mind about if I'd call it something else or maybe use Army of Me again. It was another one of those things that I sat on for a long time. I was actually making the record and I didn't know I was going to call it Army of Me or something else. And it just sort of, I was actually in Rome in Italy hanging out with some people. And one night, and we were at these people's house and they had a piano. And they're like, hey, would you play songs? I played a couple songs and we started talking. One of the girls, I was like, I saw your video and for this song Going Through Changes that was on our last record. And I was like, oh, you remember, you know what was going on during that time? This is back when I had like the vocal hemorrhage and I actually had mono at the time too.
You were
a mess. I was messed up. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, I was telling them all about like the, kind of the whole story. And I was like, yeah, I've been making this new record and I'm thinking about calling Army of Me or something else. And it was so weird. It's like one of these crazy moments where everyone in the room, like one guy was like, I think you should, Army of Me is cool because, you know, you've been through this war, you've been through this battle, and you're still marching, you're still going. And then another person was like, yeah, and Army of Me is like a great solo name. And I was like, I guess maybe that's my answer right there. And as I thought more about it, I thought, like I used to think of Army of Me as I can make my dreams come true if I work hard enough and I'm talented enough and I just make it happen. I'm this army and I can do it. And when I saw a lot of stuff that was out of my control, you know, I didn't believe that anymore. And I actually doubted myself. I doubted my ability to do this stuff. And because there's so much out of your control and because I saw like my weakness and like physically couldn't even sing. But then I thought about like all the friends and supporters who kept me going. And then I thought like, wow, Army of Me is like, it's me, but I've had this army of people around me who support me and who like encourage me and, you know, they're part of my army. And so that was kind of a new conception of what it actually meant. And I thought of myself as their army. And so now that's how I conceive Army of Me is, you know, I'm not alone and neither are you. And this can be like a community feeling.
So can I riff on LL Cool J and say this is
go
a comeback?
Go for it.
Can we call it a comeback?
You can call it whatever you want. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, another song off the album that I think we'll close with now has just a really great story to how you wrote it. It's In My Blood.
Well, it was a few years ago and I was starting to get into Bruce Springsteen. And I can't even remember the name of the record or the song that I was listening to, but he sang this line, and the way I heard it was said something about your blood in my blood or something like that. Somebody's blood in somebody's blood. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. That's like, to me, it was like radical intimacy of welcoming someone's blood into your blood. But I listened back to it, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I listened back to it again. And it turned out he didn't actually say that. He said something else. And I was like, all right, well, I got that now. That's my line. I gotta make a song from that. So yeah, that song is basically a total ripoff of something I thought Bruce Springsteen said, but didn't. And I guess the idea of blood is like this, it's almost like kind of a scary thing. You know, if you see like a stranger on the street, you know, you're like, well, I don't know if I should touch them because who knows what kind of diseases they have. So the idea of I'm okay with your diseases touching me, like I'm okay with getting my hands dirty in like a relationship. I'm okay with like taking on what your struggles are and sharing mine with you. Like that's the kind of love that I feel like is really incredible. And that idea of that kind of intimacy was where that song came from.
Well, Vince Sherman, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about how Army of Me came back and a little bit about Searching for You. And we're going to hear one of those tracks coming out of our interview here, In My Blood. Vince, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Intimate as a whisper, you play the loudest bell. Not tasted salvation.
Vince Sherman performs under the name Army of Me. Its latest album is called Searching for You. We're hearing a track he played in the Lake Effect studio called In My Blood. We also heard White Flag Flies and Modern Times. You can hear all of them at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Vince Sherman talked with Stephanie Lecce while he was in Milwaukee for a recent house concert. That's Lake Effect for Wednesday. I'm Mitch Teich. Great to have you listening, and I really do hope you can be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock, and have a great day.
And so deep you take me in, and let your water cover me in a flood. Oh, I want your blood in my blood. Let your water cover me in a flood. How I want.